This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh.
I just never ever do this.
I had a crazy busy day. I'm so tired. I had to make my Super Bowl pick today.
I am also a little bit sleepy. And I
wonder if it's because your Super Bowl pick as well.
I had to make my Super Bowl pick. And you know me, when it comes to the big game, I don't take it so lightly. Whether it's snacks, commercials, or what happens on the field, or the incredible halftime show, this time brought to us for the first time by Apple Music, I just cannot get enough.
Who did you end up being your pick?
I picked Drake. He stays winning. He stays on top. Who'd you pick?
I do not believe this game will be completed.
Not if Drake has anything to say about it. You think he's going to do what, four or
this
five songs and go, okay, let's go home.
I don't have a specific reason why I don't think it's going to be completed, but I believe it will be. Most people think, oh, the game's not going to be completed. Something really bad must be going to happen.
No.
I actually think something so good will happen.
Having too much fun. Too much fun at the concert.
That we will
decide. Hey, guys, do we really care about this silly game?
I think it's going to be a world event, and it might have to do with Drake. Maybe Drake invents something. Something so revolutionary. For example, do you think if it was announced during the game that someone, say Drake, had invented food that is goes on forever, and so it the entire
infinite food
infinite planet food. Of the United States and everywhere else,
and everyone can eat
one potatoes
food, and it would be food also, of course, that tastes fine.
It tastes wouldn't just it? Yes,
it's okay.
It's not going to be amazing. It goes on
forever.
Well, it's
eating the entire planet.
Yes.
It's like, no, it's not going to have the most like unique depth of flavor, which, by the way, that would be bad because that's, you know, then you're ruling people out. What it tastes is it tastes fine. I think Drake could maybe do that during the game.
And do you think they would? And do you think they would stop the big game? Nomi, do you think they would stop the big game if someone's...
Nomi, would they stop the big game if someone is invent a food that goes on forever?
I think so. I actually heard on the radio, I was driving back from the city.
Drake's old stomping grounds, the radio.
Yeah, I heard that at the end of her halftime show, Rihanna is going to drop an amazing announcement. So now I'm thinking it's probably the food thing.
The food.
And it's not even, you won't have to say it's like endless food. It's just going to be.
What kind of music is this? What kind of music is this? She says, hey, end of the show. Hey, what kind of music was this again? Someone say Apple Music. An Apple materializes.
Apple. And growing.
And she takes a big bite out. Huge bite. You see the huge bite come out, chew it up.
A chomp.
And then she turns to camera. The apple is complete again.
And it's
right.
And it will be going on forever.
And yeah. Drake says, do that again. Hang on. Whoa, stop. This is serious right now. Riri, do that again.
So he still calls her Riri?
I don't know. Is he not supposed to?
I don't know. He's not supposed to do that anymore.
They have a complicated history.
He's no longer supposed to be doing that.
She's a married woman.
He is married to a married woman.
Yeah.
He's married to a married woman.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be welcome, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I don't. But that's what makes our dynamic work, doesn't it, Nomi? Is like, if we just got on here and we just agreed about everything, there's no show.
I mean, that's the beauty of America. It's about opinions.
Can we get, just before we move on, while we're on this, I'm so sorry. Before we move on, I would like to declare my intention right now. It is midnight on February 10th, 2023. In 2033, Hollywood Handbook will do the Super Bowl halftime show.
And I'm going to be the special guest.
A promise. I am open to it.
A
lot of things would have to happen between now and then. Maybe more than would need to happen for us to be the.
In many ways, I can promise this. In many ways, you will be the special guest because we will be memorializing you.
Wow.
One of our songs, we will be primarily known for musical performance at that time. Obviously.
So you'll be performing Candle in the Wind, but for me.
We're probably gonna do the Fast 7 song.
That could work too.
It's been a long pod without you, my friend.
But I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
I'm not gonna
again.
Sing that part.
No, and I emerge from the casket to like sing that beat.
Y'all have been gone for so long at that point. I mean, I don't think there would be any expectation that a casket will be above ground at that time.
Wait, when am I supposed to die? Is it like
2027.
Say like in the
2020? Yeah, 2027.
So it'll
be 6 years prior to us doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
No,
we will sing, but we're not gonna. Yeah,
you're an educated adult. Is that right?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You went to fine schooling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't go to Harvard.
But there's something you can't teach, isn't there?
Nobody goes to Harvard. You may matriculate there.
Yeah, I can teach what happens after we all die. That's true. If that's what
actually referring to self-respect.
No one can teach self-respect.
You can't teach it. You can't learn it. There's no tuition. There's no room and board that you can pay.
Absolutely
to learn self-respect.
Not.
No professor can give you the Cliff's Notes for self-respect.
No.
Speaking of self-respect, I want to talk about agreeing to go on a podcast at 11:30 p.m.
Oh, well, but, you know, this we've talked about this. It's giving desperate, as they say nowadays. It's like, it's giving, like, addicted to rejection. It's giving the boys ask, I'm there. Even though they don't answer my texts otherwise. It's like
it's
a classic
pathetic
situation. It's giving pathetic. It's giving imbecile. It's giving what the fuck am I doing? It's giving me texting like 7 different people and saying like, I can't believe I agreed to do this. And yet it's so classic that I agreed to do this.
Anyone we would know?
Let's see. John Early, friend of the pod.
And he wasn't like, I'll jump in.
I want to do it too. Yeah, me instead.
No, the first question I asked Chef Kevin when he reached out a mere 24
hours
ago to ask me if I would guest on the pod was how many people said no before you reached out to this gambit of like doing the show at
and West
midnight.
Coast people, by the way. How many West Coast people?
The West Coast,
no.
Yeah, because 8:30 is like
before
is like
we
too
agreed
late for
to
them.
Even try someone on the East Coast.
Exactly.
Where we knew that like even if we succeed, we fail.
Right. Right.
Like anyone we can get to do it from the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We probably shouldn't have.
Right. Because, like, why? What's wrong with her that she's like,
and
of
so
course I'll do it?
The thinking is, if she says yes, let's try and get her by the end of this thing, where the next time someone asks her to be on a podcast at 11:30 p.m., she will have the tools to say, not even no. Ready? To say, okay. Honk shoe.
Honk shoe. Okay, can you say more about that?
I'll walk you through some of our conversation, because you said yes, and Hay said, oh my God, we can't. And then in the same moment, he said, we must.
I said, we must.
It's, I would think about this. Were I in your shoes, I would think about this as an opportunity.
It's not an opportunity, it's an obligation.
Right.
That we have.
Yeah.
To our fellow human being. To teach her the honk shoe.
The honk shoe, or the, as it's sometimes known, the snork me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm ready to hear more.
What sound do you make when you go to sleep?
What sound do you make when you, with it would require you to maybe 11 hours later respond to a text with, I'm asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting that you ask me this, because I was just watching the show MILF Manor with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
In the most recent episode, there was a thing
where...
It's
not for that.
What?
That's not what that show is for.
I know. Okay. Nevertheless, okay. This
as
is what happened.
As you know.
I do know. And one of the MILFs fell asleep in one of like the young guys' beds, and she snored really loudly.
The show, for people who don't know, cougars are zapping hunks left and right. The
so
hunks
far,
came
hasn't
to get
been
zapped.
P and V.
Okay, but you're telling me none of these hunks got zapped?
Not yet. We're
it
still
doesn't
waiting.
You have to be P and V to get yourself zapped when you're a hunk like these guys.
Mm-hmm. When you're that hunky, yes, you could.
Yeah.
You could get zapped in all kinds of ways.
But go ahead. So she fell asleep in the bed of a
young
man.
She fell asleep in the bed. Up until then, she was, you know, she's the most, let's say, outgoing MILF in the house.
And she's face down, and she's kind of like splayed out like a starfish?
She's splayed out like a goddamn starfish.
Okay.
And her sort of face is up against the pillow. And she's snoring like a so-called trucker. Okay.
Truckers famously,
they have to
stay awake.
They stay awake so much.
The
but when
one
they do
profession.
Fall asleep, when they do fall asleep, all the speed they take.
They have to be extra loud.
That
That's
might
right.
be the sound okay. of the truck's engine you're hearing. It might be the idling of the big rig.
So when that machine is going by, that's not the sound of the trucker snoring.
When a big truck
so
is next to you on the highway and yeah. you go,
wait,
God,
really?
This guy's snoring so loud, this is dangerous. That's actually, they're just driving and the truck makes that sound.
Well, this is, you know, the whole premise now of this story is gone belly up.
And then what did
one false move, right?
Yeah.
What did the young stud do?
So the stud was like, oh my God, Kelly is snoring really loud. And just like that, his boner went flippity flop.
Oh, wow. The snoring made the boner go away.
Yeah.
And the hunk went unzapped.
He went unzapped.
When I discuss MILF Manor, just so the audience knows, I am spelling MILF with a Y. M-Y-L-F. This is a mom you'd like to fornicate. I personally do not want that. But you would like it. And so just if the show comes up, which it seems it's going to later in the episode or over and over again, as it is your current fixation. Talk about your tendency toward obsession.
I say
milk you collect manner. These little pet pets. And why?
Why do I say that?
Just like Harvey Milk?
Well, no.
Think you had good manners?
It stands for Mother I'd Like to Kill.
This week on the Patreon, the boys pick their legacy episode on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, this Friday, exclusive on the Patreon, you can listen to the live Hollywood Handbook show from the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you have the video tier, you can watch the show too. So all of that good stuff is available at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Naomi, talk about your tendency toward obsession.
Talk a little bit about that, because you collect these sort of interests and you get all the way inside.
It's true. Do you want to ask me more about, like, what should I say about
that? Let me ask you one more thing. Please talk about your tendency towards obsession?
And if we're really reaching back here, and staying on the self-respect journey, if there's a way to pinpoint the moment where we lost it, and if we could just like go, if we retrace our steps, I'm wondering if we could pick it back up along this journey and bring it back.
Maybe somewhere into the present, on the path, we find Naomi. Nomi.
Nomi.
We find Nomi.
I'd like to.
We dust her off.
Say your name again. Say your name one more time.
Nomi.
I'd like to.
I just want to ask a clarifying question. Are we talking about the journey toward self-respect specifically as it pertains to my relationship with you two or in life? Because those are two
I'd like to keep
connected,
me out of it.
But wholly different things.
If my name comes up at all, like it all of this like
even
personal
once.
History, we got real problems and I'm done.
That's a wrap, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap from you, Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Self-respect. Well, you know, this is you know, you're reaching.
Give me a year. Let's go to a year. Year.
Oh my
Say
God.
A year first.
Mm-hmm. I
Let's
don't
get
know.
In the time machine.
I mean,
Chef Kevin, fire it up. Ted, get this flux capacitor going.
I'm trying to think what would be like a good.
Then let's do first memory.
First memory.
Of lack
the first
of
memory
self-respect?
That you. No, just the first memory that no. you have, and we'll see
just
if you.
Anything.
And we'll see if you had self-respect in that moment, and if we have to reach back even farther.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if you're guessing a number, you can go like the low end and the middle, and we'll just like we'll find.
Okay.
It. So
okay.
First memory.
Okay, first memory. Okay,
of your
I have
life.
A first horrible memory where I'm like, I don't know, probably
year,
like four.
Year.
I don't want to. A woman never reveals her age.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say your age. Mm-hmm. You did that.
No,
you
I said
you were
age.
Four. You said
yeah,
you were
you
four
told
in
me
this
your
story.
Age.
Yeah, because it pertains to the story, as you'll soon hear. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I better
because
be
the story.
We know she's at least four, if not more.
Very differently if I'm four or if I'm 22. Okay?
Okay.
There I was at my grandparents'
I don't know about
house.
You.
I was for some reason called downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I was not wearing a shirt.
What happened? Something downstairs?
Going downstairs, it was like a building, right? It was a building mm-hmm. of maybe like six apartments. And I don't know if my sister called me downstairs or something. Anyway, I was a mere lass.
Uh-huh.
It was summer. I was wearing no shirt. I was 4 years old.
So just overalls?
And it was one of those like sassy, like overalls, nothing on underneath moments.
Okay.
And I went downstairs and the neighbor's kids made fun of me for not wearing a shirt. They were older. Mm-hmm. They were like, I don't know, 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. And I remember...
They're in tux and tails?
They were fully kitted out. In,
ready for the gala.
No, spurs, like cowboy hat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The whole thing. The whole Shit. Thing. Yeah. This was in Nevada in 1892.
Okay,
so Western snaps and a fringe leather jacket.
And they made fun of child Nomi.
They made fun of...
They made fun of me.
And they said what?
They said, like, you're naked. I don't Good know what shirt, they said. They yeah. said something like that. They made fun of me for not wearing a shirt.
Where's your
And
shirt?
I remember sort of folding my arms in front of my chest.
Hmm.
And, you know, hiding the goods, so to speak. And
as demented as this story is, it does sound as if you did have self-respect.
Yes.
No, but I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. I did not call them out. I remained silent. I internalized.
Know me. What would you like to say to them today?
Let's talk to them now, the 7 and 8 year old buckaroos.
Yes. You are loping downstairs.
I'm loping downstairs, mm-hmm. Innocent.
Breeze on your belly.
Yeah, on my belly. Mm-hmm. Pure innocence. Imagine pure innocence.
And it's summer, no less.
Sunny skies, not a cloud. And I'm loping.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe humming a jaunty tune. Yeah, and then I come down, and then my world just shattered within moments.
So you're taking big steps downstairs like R. Crumb's Mr. Natural.
Exactly. And I sort of look like R. Crumb's Mr. Natural. One thing I forgot to mention is that I have an enormous beard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's not enough to like function as a shirt.
Not at all. Okay. No. Yeah. No.
And I noticed the impact of this moment is such that you are, and we're not recording this for video, right, Kevin? So I do have to describe what's... Okay, so Nomi is continuing to wear a shirt even to this day.
Yeah, to this day, no one has ever seen me without a shirt on.
She's been shirt-pilled.
Such has been the impact.
And can we speak? Can we address them directly in this moment?
Can we tell them?
Their names?
Hey,
I don't know their names. They were like random neighbor kids. It wasn't my house. It was my grandparents' house. They moved from there like subsequently.
I've never met a random kid, actually.
They're so random.
That's interesting that you've met a random kid.
Yeah.
Because to me, no child is random. Except Honey Boo Boo.
No, she's definitely not random.
Cartman, I
said except Honey Boo Boo and Cartman. They actually can be extremely random.
So they are random. Because I would actually think Honey Boo Boo is very intentional. Very intentional.
Okay, so let's speak.
Well,
to them.
Just for the listeners, since they can't picture what a random kid is, and like, why don't you speak to Cartman and Honey Boo Boo right now? And why don't you tell them, Nomi, what you wish you'd said that day? And we'll say if we can reclaim our power a little bit here.
Who's this?
This is Gingy. This is my cat, one of my cats.
Oh, she created weeds.
If that's Gingy.
Would it help to speak directly to Gingy?
I don't know. Gingy, actually, interestingly, it's
the only way to find out.
Because Gingy reminds me, I often say that Gingy reminds me of my late grandfather, the same grandfather whose house I was at when this all went down.
Mm. Wow. And your grandfather has come now to hear the story and to see you.
He's really proud. He's really proud
your
of
childhood.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we probe the situation here, it seems like it's your grandfather's house.
Mm.
Had he not laid out suggested clothing for you to wear?
I wasn't like
as
naked
a host
all day and all night. My parents were there. We were visiting. I was probably, I don't know.
The host, kind of nice to lay out.
Right.
But when I host, for your guest,
you know,
yes.
I have decent manners. I don't know if I.
Right.
I don't have MILF manners. I have real manners. And what I do is I lay out a wardrobe for each guest. What I'd like to see them in, what I think they'll be most comfortable in,
yes.
What the neighborhood children will be least likely to insult them in. So you may want to talk to Gingy and say, hey, Grandpa. Hey, Pop. You let me down. And I wish you'd put out
some
a little
velvet
sailor
slippers
suit for me.
What's Gingy going to town on over there?
Okay, so Gingy had this episode, had the video option for your listeners. They would see Gingy's head bobbing just up and down, just out of frame.
Should we say that Gingy's a cat? Have we established
Gingy
that Gingy's
Gingy is
a cat?
A cat. So I lowered my screen a little bit, my computer screen, so you can see that Gingy is in fact standing at his bowl that has...
It's giving Garfield.
It's deep really ass bowl. It's deep. Yeah, it's really giving Garfield. He is eating, that's his dry food. He gets wet food twice a day.
Dry food.
And yeah, look, he's very... Oh, did my recorder catch that meow?
Kevin will have to tell us later.
Yeah.
Has Gingy been to the vet?
Oh, are you talking about his balls?
Well, no, I was just going to say, it seems like Gingy's got that dog in him.
And that's something that, of course, that can either be performed by the vet or extracted if need be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so either way, it's relevant whether or not Gingy's been to the vet.
Gingy's been to the vet, you know, if they
I
were
mean,
able
Gingy
to.
Gingy has been to the vet.
Mm-hmm. And did they locate that dog in him?
They have as of yet been unable to, quote unquote, locate that dog in him. But we're hopeful that that might happen.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Gingy.
Can we speak to the little neighbor kids, please?
The
reluctance,
one, just
the
say
fear,
something to them.
The fear in your eyes.
It lets me know how important it is to do it, that you've
yes.
been unable.
It's just a not, such
to
a
follow
nothing
a
thing.
Okay, I know. It's, queer well, prompt. For you, it's nothing, Hayes. For me, it's a whole lot of shame wrapped up in that, you know, supposedly simple
history.
Story. There's so much history there.
Hey, you boys.
Hey, boys. Okay, here I go. Okay. Hey, boys.
Hey, know me.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. I mean, we didn't know each other's names, so I don't know if that's, like, realistic per se, but...
They knew your name.
But it's Cartman.
Yeah, it's Cartman, and you were doing all kinds of weird stuff like this, so...
Hey, boys. Stop laughing. Everybody has boobs.
I think, okay.
All right, well.
I mean,
I think we can maybe
that you get killed in the
boobs.
Cross, Nomi. they're going to rip you apart on the stand. You don't want to
Well, so maybe,
that.
Okay, so Sean, excuse me. What you're saying here that, in fact, I was right to stay silent. Right? And to get that shame.
I think there
into
must
me,
be something between
gotta be a third
saying
option
everybody
here.
Has boobs and saying nothing at all.
There's nothing in between. Those are the two options. But you know what? You might be right. But it was hard for me to find my words. It was hard for me to speak out. You know, growing up isn't easy, and I have been
Yes it is. It almost happens in spite of you.
It's insanely easy.
Yeah.
Literally everyone has done it.
Yeah, you can't not do it.
Right, right. Okay, this is giving me a whole new perspective on things.
You want to share what it is?
That it's easy to grow up, and it's also easy to speak out. And I think I've learned, you know, the lesson has been late in coming.
Next memory. This memory was horrible, exactly like you said it would be.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next memory.
Let's get to another memory, because it does feel like you, given what your options were, now that we know what you would have said if you spoke, you actually did make the right call, and
right.
you were able to protect your dignity a little bit, and I think that you had some self-respect there. It's certainly not, that little girl is not the one who said yes to an 11:30 p.m. podcast. And knowing Hayes would be late as well.
If she's not
even
willing to...
I did not know Hayes would be late. Excuse
Nomi,
me.
Nomi, you knew Hayes would be late.
If that little girl isn't willing to respond to what effectively at the time was a podcast, these two...
Because they basically were saying...
These two neighbor boys making fun of her.
Two nasty little neighbor boys just teasing.
And she just is quiet and goes back upstairs. That's kind of the equivalent of not responding and except texting 11 hours later saying I'm asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is what you should have done.
You ghosted them.
You know what? This is actually really good. It's occurring to me right now.
I know.
Because
I
have therapy on Fridays. And but
are you okay?
You mean in life? No, I mean no, but
so just it, like is no, like, everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah. But on Fridays usually I have therapy, but today, this week, my therapist is out of town. So in fact, this is coming into sub for therapy.
No, your therapist is not coming back.
I think.
No, that's cute that they're out of town. They are not coming back.
So is it like, is it one of those things where it's suddenly revealed that you like kidnap? Is it like you, that you put the lotion in the basket situation?
No, they moved.
No,
they just moved.
They do not want you to have their new contact information, and they have moved.
Because they know that if I did have the contact information, I would then like double text, triple text.
Just try to receive therapy.
Much like Hayes not responding, they would not respond.
Oh, yeah. That's like...
Yeah, that. Right. that option.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Can we advance to the next memory, please?
Another memory? Second memory?
How many memories are we gonna... I mean...
Two. We're gonna do two.
Total.
We're gonna do
it'll
two?
Be done after
We've
two.
Done
that'll
one,
wrap it up.
And this we will had, be the...
Okay,
memory.
I'm trying
the
to think.
First and then
another memory.
May
okay,
not even get to
I mean,
two.
I'm not,
okay.
I'm not giving this like these memories are, as you say, random, much like Eric Cartman. This is a memory from, I believe, first grade. I was in school, as children are, and we had like these wooden desks.
It's interesting you say we.
Mm-hmm.
The students in the classroom.
Go on.
We all had the same desk.
I know what you mean.
It's just interesting.
I know what you mean, and I know what happened. So go on.
I drew all over mine. Like whatever I had handy.
Crayons.
Mm-hmm. Crayons, like markers, like pencil, crayons. Like I think a pen. And you know, it had that satisfying thing where like the nib of the pen would sort of like go in to the wood. You know, and it would effectively be a bit of a scar.
An etching.
It's an etching.
And yeah. You've left a few scars with your pen since then, haven't you?
Oh, I really have.
In your profession, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is when we first discovered ourselves, isn't it?
Pen's taken quite a few victims in its time.
It? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's my way of giving back, perhaps getting back at.
It is?
Yeah. Anyway, I drew on the desk. Like I really went to town. Like I remember one of the things was like,
what are we drawing? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. One thing I remember vividly,
like Gingy on the dry food, on the desk.
Exactly. I remember drawing a large flower in purple marker that had its petals were like sort of cross-hatched, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it was large, okay? And
trippy. Very
one
trippy.
Friday...
Trippy visuals.
One Friday, school would let out earlier than the other days. It would be like 12:30 or something.
So you could receive therapy?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, interestingly, that day my therapist said, I'm out of town.
Wow.
So... stepped out of the classroom.
That's just like what happened now.
There I was, innocent. Innocence personified. Clear blue skies. You know, memory of like the kids making fun of me like whatever 4 years prior, like for not wearing a shirt, all of that forgotten. Once again, slate wiped clean. I'm strutting out of the classroom when suddenly a maintenance guy, a guy who was like in charge of like, yeah, whatever, the school equipment and like keeping things neat and tidy.
Human being doing their job?
Just a person. Oh, so I see this and I'm like, this is a maintenance man.
He was the maintenance man, yes.
No, he wasn't. He was actually a human being.
He was a human being.
He
with the same dreams as the rest of us.
He comes up to me.
Maybe even bigger of dreams.
And he says, certainly bigger. he was also bigger physically. He came up to me and he said, hey, you there.
His dreams are probably enormous.
Hey, he says to me, I see what you're doing there. You drew all over your desk. You're going to have to get it all off, wipe it all off, because that's like school property. And you're like ruining school property.
Wanted you to clean, yep, after the mess you made.
Fear, shame, the whole...
Accountability, yep.
Accountability, the whole caboodle.
Pretty young to become an adult.
It came... I was adulting. Let's face it. I was confronted with the burden of adulting.
That's not easy. And this man... This human
old.
Man, right?
Yeah.
Tasked to perform maintenance. And yet he dismantled you.
He absolutely at you know, it was one single moment.
And then what happened? You lick it all
gone.
Up, clean it off with your tongue?
You didn't have to do it like that. He wasn't asking for that at all.
No, I think he probably would have given you a spray bottle if you asked.
It was a warning. It was a warning. And he said, like, I'm gonna, like, I don't remember what exactly, details a little bit hazy, repressed due to deep trauma. He said, I'm gonna talk to
Dracula?
The teacher.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna, okay, cut this fascinating story short. I came home
crying. Say he's gonna tell Dracula, it gets pretty good.
Came home crying. Told my mom, Mrs. Dracula, I said to her, I got busted for like drawing on the table. I ruined everything. I don't know what to do. Luckily, there was like a parents' evening at the school. I don't remember exactly what it was, like meetings with the teacher, whatever.
Parent
just
teacher
the week.
Conference, yeah.
Yeah, but
really
it was like
only
more
of
a
of
thing
it.
Where like all the parents come to class together and like each
like
sits
an open
at
house
the
thing.
An open house kind of maybe. Yeah, because and my mother, God bless her, I'll never forget it. She said to me, I'll take a washcloth and I'll bring it to school and I'll help you wipe the desk off. Now, in my mind, I know that I have made deep inroads into that wood with the nib of a pen. That shit is not coming off.
Not gonna work, yeah.
Okay?
Mom, you idiot. You buffoon.
But no, but she
a
didn't know.
A washcloth is
like,
no solution at all.
I know, but she calmed me and she was like, it's okay. It's okay. Basically, she was like, that, whatever.
But
it's
you
fine.
Know it's not.
I knew it was not.
She's wrong.
She's wrong as hell.
Mother
wrong
is wrong.
Mom.
But she calmed me down enough. And you know, she might have said, I'll talk to the teacher. I'll explain. You won't do it again.
Explain
right?
What?
That you made a mistake, Hayes.
Yeah,
you know?
But like everyone's on the same page about that.
You're a father. Think about your baby.
My baby. The idea that my baby would ever ever find herself in this situation, like we're she's 6 months, we are well past the point of
right right that's
training her to avoid a situation
yeah
like
yeah, yeah yeah. Anyway, she said okay,
she wears then, clothes as well, by the way, just so in case you're wondering,
just to get that out of the way,
yeah.
Just before you
clothes.
Try to find
no,
a new angle.
No pen. The desks are clean at the Davenport household.
Well, she's got a pen, but she's just using it.
For, yeah.
I mean, right. She's using it to write.
Mm-hmm. She uses it to...
Yeah. She's already writing. She's at the Lampoon, I believe.
Already. Junior Lampoon program. Yeah.
She's matriculating Lampoon Junior, yes.
So yeah, so then she went to school. She said, "Yeah, I saw it." Like she had to sit at my desk. She was like, I wiped it down a little bit.
Oh, my God, that moment for your mom.
I talked to the teacher.
She has to have it right under her face the whole time.
And
teacher is talking to her.
And she calmed me down, and nothing,
this
let me tell you.
Ghastly flowers.
Hayes and Sean, it was a beautiful flower. Excuse me. Nothing ever came to pass. The maintenance man didn't, nothing happened. It was all fine. Now make of the story what you will, but the shame and fear.
I know what I will make of the story. Yes.
The shame and fear that struck me at that moment.
The real problem is, what can Chef Kevin make of the story? Because the episode does have to be released.
What were you saying? There's a
fate. The shame and fear?
A lot of shame, a lot of fear, a whole lot of shame and fear. Yes.
Hey.
They're going to be mad at me.
Hey. You don't deserve that. Hey. You don't deserve that. Hey, look at me. Know me. You don't deserve to feel that way.
Oh, thank God.
Hey. Stop. Hey, knock it off.
When you would talk to your therapist about shame and fear, did they ever respond, she went there?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, so she's going there.
But Nomi, so like you said, the maintenance man was not allowed to do any punishment.
No, he was a random. I know he was a human. Oh, he was a beautiful human. But he.
Everyone's random to you.
His authority was limited, educationally speaking. Okay?
But nothing happened. You got no punishment.
I'll say.
And did you get a punishment from parading around without a stitch on from your...
No. Mm-hmm,
from your belt up? No, you didn't.
No.
And you've done great. You're a writer for The New Yorker and...
Mm-hmm.
The New Yorker magazine online.
Stars.
Yes.
Both The New Yorker and The New Yorker magazine online.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes
so
at the same time.
Nomi, in the same way, if you say no to a podcast record at 11:30 PM, you will not get in trouble. And if you just turned off your camera right now and went to go honk shoe, you will not get in trouble. It is okay to just, leave.
Draw on the desk of life, Nomi. Say no to the podcast. Go honk shoe.
Wow.
Let your mom think a washcloth will fix it.
Turn it off.
It's the end of Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Every time I open up this Zoom window.
It's the end of Goodwill Hunting.
He's driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car and drive.
Turn it off.
Son of a bitch, she stole my line.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.